This is Andy, and good grief, it's Bastille.
Hey, how you doing? You right?
Good. You see what I did there?
That was really nice.
Really clever.
Has anybody else done that with your interviews today?
No,
I haven't. I had loads of friends around last night, and one of my friends had quite a lot to drink, and he was like, "Dan, how's that golly gosh song of yours doing? It came out on Friday. Is it doing all right? That golly gosh song?" And I was like, "What?" My mate who said that is a teacher.
Okay.
I was fine. Yeah. So you know, whatever. Take from that what you will.
In a private school, obviously.
No. Yeah, golly gosh is not a reflection on him. It's just more that I think he was like, what's that weird G starting sounding ridiculous new single of yours called? And it's kind of not enough of a fan of our music to actually know. But yeah, it was well intentioned.
Good grief and golly gosh, they're all a little bit similar. Yeah. Does this feel like a bit of a comeback for you? Because, well, if you go back to Bad Blood, it was what, 4 years ago?
About three years ago.
So even though it's only the second album and it's quite recent, does it feel like it's like a comeback, not in like an Elvis style kind of way, you've been away for decades, but
I guess for us, like, you know, we never went away. We're lucky enough to kind of get to go to America and lots of other countries, and you know, like last year I guess that's sort of where we've been. We've been making this album and we've been, you know, in the very, very fortunate position to sort of tour all over the world. And I guess it does feel a little bit like a comeback. I'm basically massively contradicting myself. I'm saying yes and no.
It is and it isn't for these many, many reasons. We've been so busy touring for the last sort of 3 years since the release of our first album that it doesn't really feel like we've been away, because we've just kind of been constantly touring. And then even the sort of, you know, sort of when we started making the second album, that was still whilst we were touring. So we haven't really had like a proper chunk of downtime until about like a few months ago when we had about a month of just solid studio kind of studio time.
And that was really nice, because we made the records with the same producer that we made the first one with, and in the same tiny, tiny little basement windowless studio in South London. And it was kind of got to spend some time at home and you know, being kind of living life pretty normally, and getting the bus to work every day, work being the studio. it was awesome.
I was going to say, it's quite nice that you've worked with the same producer on this album, because I bet you've had like offers from everywhere going, come and work in LA on the new album, and from different people.
I think that the funny thing for us is sort of people's expectations of what being in a band or our life is like compared to the reality, which is, you know, when we come home, it's all about just sort of hanging out with our friends and families and doing, you know, I think trying to like normalize things as much as possible. So it never occurred to us to work with anybody else. You know, such a massive part of our sound is us co-producing it with Mark, and he's amazing, and his studio is potentially the least glamorous place in the entire world. Like I can't describe. It's literally a concrete basement with no air or natural light, and it's underneath this estate in South London, sort of mixed amongst kind of furniture workshops and where they make school dinners for the local school and like hair salons and stuff. Like it's kind of awesome because of that.
It sounds like something from a Saw movie.
Yeah, maybe that explains why the music is how it is. But you know, it's just nice to be able to you know, cycle to the studio every day and sort of work away with your friends on music. Like we're so lucky to get to do that. Why would we want to change it? Why would we want to bring anyone else in the mix to sort of mess it up?
If it ain't broke, why fix it? Exactly. Although this is a much bigger sound, I think. Well, obviously we've only heard one song from this album so far, but from what I get, it's like Bastille on steroids. Can I say that?
You just did.
You just said it, and we're gonna take it.
I guess along with golly gosh,
we've golly gosh. I don't know. We've allowed ourselves a bit more freedom on this second album, and kind of pushed the kind of boundaries. I guess because before, in terms of the kind of, there wasn't really a genre that we kind of stuck to, and we didn't really kind of, we didn't not agree with the genre, but we just weren't interested in it at all. And so, we've done that again on this album, but kind of stretched it a bit further, and sort of, I guess, kind of worn our influences on our sleeve more so with this one. It's been so difficult to put it together, because the songs are kind of, they kind of flip-flop between it's kind crazy hip hop stuff, and then
I mean, obviously not us rapping.
Yeah, no.
I mean, unfortunately, I this album's kind of like a mixtape in a way. So it sort of jumps between this is the opening tune, and then it sort of goes to like weird chopped up strings, and then kind of mad horn samples, and you know, big, then kind of. I don't know, it's sort of anything and everything we ever wanted to do.
You've got festivals lined up this summer. In fact, Glastonbury this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which so what, when are you on? Which stage are you on?
We're playing at 8:40.
In the morning?
Yes, in the morning.
we're opening it up.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody.
Sorry, 8:40
at night on the other stage on Friday night. And we, before disclosure, we're so excited because we get... like. As well as getting to play one of our favourite festivals, probably my favourite festival in the world, on the Friday night, we then have the whole weekend to just be at the festival and not have to worry about looking after ourselves.
I was going to say, it's great. You do it Friday evening, then you can do what the hell you like for the rest of the next few days.
Exactly, exactly. I'm so excited. Are you going to Glastonbury?
Me? No, yeah. Not until they build a travel lodge. I'm not one for camping. Do you do festivals slightly differently, though, now? When was the first time you went to Glastonbury, and what was it like?
I went, so the first year I went to Glastonbury was the year that Jay-Z headlined, and I...
Controversial year.
It was a controversial year, but it was brilliant. I nearly did a swear just then. I don't know, it's my favourite festival. We, you know, me and Kyle have been going to festivals for years, like Best of All and Glastonbury are favourites of ours, and we've always camped. Like 2 years ago, we didn't play Glastonbury, and I always buy my ticket, and I was so sad that we weren't playing that, because we had festivals in different European countries on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I bought my ticket, went on Wednesday with my friends, and camped Wednesday and Thursday night, just so I could be there, and then had to leave Friday morning.
Has it started?
Technically it starts on Friday.
Yeah.
But there was some stuff. I saw Kate Tempest. I saw a couple of gigs on Thursday night. But me having to walk out of Glastonbury and leave like 30 mates in our campsite and be like, bye, guys.
It was almost because I was part of the team who just kind of rallied in London and then drove up to go meet him. And it was kind of a kicking and screaming, dragging him out kind of vibe. He didn't at all come quietly. It wasn't like a grown up
scenario. Pegs in his hand.
Basically, to leave Glastonbury, you've got to go through quite a lot of gates. And every gate I went through, the people working on the gate would be like, oh, mate, do you want a pass out to get back in? And I'd be like, no.
Not coming back.
Stop telling me that. It was sad. But, you know, we then got to go on and play lots of other gigs. I think this year, because we're playing, we're going to have our tour bus. And the idea of having a bus with a little coffin bed on it is such a luxury.
A toilet.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, there's only certain things you can do in bus toilets, but
still,
it's still yours. There. You know, it's ours. Yeah. We'll have that. But I've got my tent. I'm also setting that up as well. So we will see.
I thought you'd been like a yurt or something.
Really?
Or a teepee?
Do I strike you as a yurt kind of
guy? No, but if I was you, that's what I would be doing.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
You've also been
the travel lodge.
I think I've got quite a bit of weight before they'd build a travel lodge.
Maybe they'll build one in your honour one day on the edge of the Glastonbury summit.
To try and 20 miles out. Probably, yeah. Yeah. You've got the V Festival as well later on, which is only up the road from us. So we've got that one as well we can see you at.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, so yeah.
The lineup is mental for V Festival this year.
Bieber and Rihanna this year.
I know. Can you imagine it? I saw Rihanna last time she played V, because I think we were playing on a tiny, tiny little like beer sponsored stage, and I remember really vividly, sort of like we sort of were quite far forward in the crowd. Me and Will and a couple of our friends. Will plays bass in our band, and I was like, "Oh, Rihanna's pretty good, isn't she? She's got so many songs." As I was thinking that, a giant pint like hurled over the crowd, you know, as people sometimes do in festivals. And me and everyone around us, we were like, oh, we're wet. And we did that whole like, is it beer? Oh, no, it's not beer. So that's my resounding memory of watching Rihanna at V. So I'm hoping this year.
Might be a little bit better this year.
I hope so.
Last time I went to V, I just slept in my car because it was like a 20-minute drive. Wow. And I went, I just sleep in my car.
I thought you meant just the whole time. I thought you were like, I'm going to go to the festival, but we're going to park outside and just stay in my car.
Yeah, I didn't buy a ticket, but I heard it. And it was all fun. It was a bit basic, but it was all right. Have we got a date for the album out yet? Because I know we've got to go in a sec.
We do have a date, but we haven't announced it yet.
So
it's sometime in the future. That's specific.
That's narrowed it down.
Yeah, it has narrowed down. Sometime in the next 79 years.
Brilliant. Meanwhile, Good Grief is out now. The new single.
It is.
It's nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Even
it's
though
nice
it's
to
only
be
been
back.
A couple of years.
A couple of years.
And we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks so much.
Dan and Carl from Bastille. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.